Okay, I want you to picture a scenario. It's, say, a Tuesday morning. You are running a serious online training business. You've got the infrastructure totally locked down. You're using Learning Card, so the e-commerce side is, bulletproof. You've processed payments, the LMS is secure, you've got that 99.9% uptime. You are ready to scale.
The foundation is solid. You have the store, you have the product.
Right. And you have this incredible asset. Let's just say, for this conversation, it's a really comprehensive 50-page PDF on cybersecurity for remote workers. It's dense, it's valuable, it's the thing you sell.
Okay.
But then you look at your marketing plan for the week,
Okay.
and you look at TikTok and Spotify
Yep.
and YouTube Shorts, and you just hit this massive
The
wall.
content saturation wall.
It's that exact moment you realize having the course isn't enough. To actually sell the course in this market, you need to be a media company. You need a podcast, a blog, a video feed. And you're looking at your 50-page PDF and then at this like empty void of your social media calendar and thinking, I do not have a production studio in my back pocket.
It's the classic bottleneck. And it's not just a feeling. I mean, it's simple economics. We are in this really weird phase of the digital economy where distribution is effectively free putting a video on YouTube costs $0.
Sure, anyone can upload.
But production is incredibly expensive.
So that's the gap we're trying to bridge today. We're doing a deep dive into the Auto Content API, but specifically through the lens of that Learning Card administrator.
Yeah.
How do you take that static catalog of courses and turn it into a dynamic media empire without hiring a single video editor?
Well, the sources we're looking at describe Auto Content API as an industrial engine for content. And I want to stick on that word industrial for a minute. We aren't talking about a chatbot here. We're not talking about asking ChatGPT to write a tweet for you. We are talking about infrastructure. The whole mission of this deep dive is to explore how you can decouple the ideas you already have in your Learning Card courses from the labor usually required to produce media.
Okay, decouple ideas from labor. That sounds great on a slide deck, but what does that actually look like for the person selling that cybersecurity course? Because right now, the labor is the hard part.
Well, let's just look at the status quo. To market that course today, what do you have to do? You probably need an editorial team to write blogs to rank on Google. Then you want podcast.
Course, yeah.
Data shows outsourcing a single high-quality episode costs anywhere from $100,000 to $15,000.
15,000. For one podcast episode.
If you want that high-end, NPR-style production, absolutely. But even a basic edit hiring a freelancer to cut the ums and ahs,
Yeah.
add music, that's going to run you a few hundred bucks per episode.
And then there's video.
And then video. A decent explainer video or a set of shorts can easily run you $3,000. So what happens? Most Learning Card owners, they make a choice. They pick one channel.
Right, they write a blog because it's cheap.
Exactly. And they ignore the rest because they can't afford the headcount. You're priced out of the market before you even start.
You can't hire three different agencies just to promote one module. It's impossible.
That's the linear production trap. One person makes one asset. The Transformation Auto Content API introduces is what we're calling parallel production. You don't create new content, you transform what you already have.
So you take the PDF from your Learning Card backend.
You feed it into the API, and it programmatically generates the assets for every other platform all at once. It's moving from one person, one asset, to one input, many assets.
I want to get into the nitty-gritty of how this actually sells the course, though. Let's talk about getting traffic to the cart. Audio is huge right now. Everyone's walking around with AirPods. I mean, I listen to podcasts while I do the dishes. How does this help me break into that space?
This is one of the most interesting features. The sources refer to it as the Notebook LM API alternative. You might have played with Google's Notebook LM.
Yeah, where you upload a doc and it makes that audio overview with the two hosts bantering. It's cool, but it feels like a toy. You had to do it all manually.
Right, it's manual. Auto Content API takes that same capability and makes it scalable for a business. Let's go back to your cybersecurity course. You take the module on phishing attacks, drop the text into the system,
Okay.
and the API ingests it, analyzes the core concepts. Then it generates a two-person conversational podcast script.
When you say conversational, are we talking about a robot reading a Wikipedia page?
Yeah.
Because nobody listens to that for more than 10 seconds.
No, and that's the key differentiator. It generates a dynamic back and forth between two AI agents, a host and an expert. It synthesizes the voices, adds intro music, generates cover art, and this is the kicker, it can automatically distribute it to Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Wait, it handles the hosting too, so I don't have to go set up a separate Libsyn account and copy-paste RSS feeds.
It handles the RSS generation. So imagine you have a new module in your Learning Cart store, you drop the documentation in, and 10 minutes later, a teaser episode is live on Spotify, driving listeners back to your store.
That is wild. It's like having a marketing team that works for pennies.
Okay.
Okay, audio is great for depth, but if we're talking viral reach in 2025, we have to talk video. TikTok, Reels, Shorts. That's where the eyeballs are.
The short form imperative? You're absolutely right. The algorithm today loves vertical 9.16 video, but making them is a nightmare for most people.
It is. You need stock footage, you need someone on camera, you need those snappy captions.
Yeah.
And honestly, a lot of course creators are camera shy.
Or they just don't have the time to set up lights and dance on TikTok to sell compliance training.
Right, and you shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't. The API has a specific endpoint for this. Video create shorts, you feed it your course outline, it generates a vertical video complete with an AI avatar.
An avatar? Like a cartoon?
No, photorealistic. You can choose the persona, a professional woman for corporate topics, that sort of thing. It syncs the lips perfectly to the script it wrote, adds the subtitles, and renders the file.
Okay, so I'm picturing this. I upload my cybersecurity PDF. 5 minutes later, I have a vertical video of a professional-looking guy warning people about password security with captions ready for TikTok.
Spot on. And now let's look at the cost arbitrage here. A manual video might cost, what, $300 to produce with an editor?
Easily.
Using the API, generating one of these shorts costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to be roughly €4.
€4 versus $300. That's not just a savings, that completely changes your strategy.
It allows for creative testing at scale. If you're paying $300 a video, you have to be right. You have to guess what the audience wants. If you're paying €4, you can generate 50 variations.
Oh, wow.
You throw them all into YouTube Shorts, see which one takes off, and then you double down on that topic. You just can't do that with a traditional studio.
You're flooding the zone. That's the dream. But I want to pivot for a second. We've talked about getting people to the learning cart. That's marketing. But what about once they're inside? People learn differently. Can this engine help the actual learning experience?
This is actually where I think the value is highest for the long term. We focus so much on acquisition, but retention is key. Let's say your cybersecurity course is text heavy. A lot of busy professionals struggle to find time to read 50 pages.
I'm one of them. If I can't listen to it on my commute, I'm probably not going to finish the course.
That's the reality. So a Learning Cart admin can use the API to auto-generate audio overviews for every single lesson. You effectively turn your reading assignment into a private podcast for your students.
That adds so much value to the course itself. You're selling a multimodal experience now. Read it or listen to it.
And it goes beyond audio. Think about the explainer video endpoint. If you have complex documentation technical safety protocols, you can crawl that text and generate a 60-second horizontal video with an avatar explaining the key points.
Visuals always help with dense technical stuff.
Yeah, and from a metric standpoint, this increases dwell time. A student watching a video inside your LMS is engaged longer. And for internal corporate training, turning a 10-page memo into a 5-minute audio summary means employees are actually likely to consume it.
That is the holy grail of corporate training. Nobody reads the compliance memo, but everyone has 5 minutes in the car.
It turns compliance into content.
I love that. Now let's zoom out. Learning Cart supports global sales, but language is the real barrier. If my course is in English, I'm missing out on, what, 80% of the world?
This is where the translation lever comes in. Normally, expanding to a new country means hiring a local team or paying for expensive translation. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
It's 50. But how good is it? Is this just Google Translate slapping subtitles on a video?
No, this is audio resynthesis. So you can take that English podcast teaser we just talked about and programmatically generate Spanish, German, and Japanese versions. It doesn't just read the text, it generates new audio in those languages.
So I have a native-sounding Spanish host discussing my cybersecurity course.
Correct. You have effectively multiplied your total addressable market by, what, 5, 10, 20 times overnight without hiring a single local manager.
That is mind-blowing. You're literally cloning your business into other countries with an API call.
It connects back to that idea of infrastructure. If you treat content as data, language is just another attribute you can toggle.
Okay, speaking of data, let's talk SEO. Because everyone knows SEO is hard, and I've heard about programmatic SEO, but it always sounds a bit spammy.
It can be. That's the thin content problem. Google hates duplicate content. You can't just copy-paste your course description 100 times.
Right, you'll get penalized.
But this unlocks what we call high-value programmatic SEO. Imagine you want to rank for safety training for oil rigs, safety training for construction, and safety training for warehouses.
Three different audiences, three different needs. But I can't write unique, high-quality blogs for 50 different industries.
You can't. But the deep research endpoint can. This is a very powerful feature. It doesn't just write text. It browses the live web. It can research specific regulations for oil rigs, cite real government sources, and write a unique factual guide for that specific industry.
So it's doing the research and the writing. It's not just making stuff up.
It's citing its sources. But then, and here's the secret sauce, you combine it with the other endpoints. For that oil rig page, you also auto-generate a unique 60-second video summary and a unique audio guide.
Ah, so now the landing page has text, video, and audio.
Which signals high quality to Google's algorithm. It's not spam. It's a multimedia resource page. You just happen to generate it automatically.
You're creating a traffic floodgate back to your learning card. That's a dangerous combination for competitors.
It is.
Okay, for the power users out there, the sources mention newsjacking and social intelligence. How does an API help me stay relevant in real time?
This is for the director of intelligence. The API integrates with data feeds from X and Reddit. It can monitor trends as they happen.
It's listening to the internet.
Constantly. Let's go back to your cybersecurity example. Say a major data breach happens and cybersecurity starts trending on Reddit.
Okay.
The API detects this. You can set up a workflow where it triggers a deep research task on that specific hack and then auto-generates a market alert video explaining what happened and linking to your course.
And this happens automatically.
It can be fully automated using tools like Make.com or Zapier. You could wake up to a video live on TikTok addressing a breaking news event, positioning your brand as a thought leader while the news is still fresh.
That speed is impossible for a human team. You'd spend all morning just having the meeting about what to do.
Speed is a competitive advantage.
I want to touch on one more advanced feature, the CEO paradox. Customers want to hear from the expert who made the course, but that person is too busy running the business.
This is where voice cloning comes in. The expert records a few minutes of audio one time. The API creates a clone of their voice. The reviews we've seen say these voices are natural, steady, and believable.
I have to be the skeptic here. Does it sound real? Or does it sound like those old GPS voices?
The tech has jumped forward massively. It captures intonation, pacing, even breath. So you can have you giving daily tips without you actually being there.
So I could script daily motivation for my students, and the API generates it in my voice.
Precisely. You maintain that personal connection and authority, but you've decoupled it from your physical time. It's a force multiplier for your personality.
Okay, we have to talk about the price. Industrial Engine sounds expensive. Is this only for big players?
Not at all. That's the disruption. The amateur plan starts at 24 euros a month. The business plan is around 108 euros.
24 euros, that's lunch.
And compare that to the economics. For the price of 1 hour of a freelancer's time, you can buy enough credits to run a daily podcast for an entire month.
That puts it in perspective.
And this unlocks the long-tail ROI. If a video costs $300, it needs thousands of views to break even. If it costs 4 euros, it only needs to generate one lead to be profitable. You can afford to make content for niche topics like cybersecurity for dentists that you would never touch with a human production team.
That's the key. It makes the boring topics profitable. Now, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, I'm not a coder. How hard is this to actually set up?
They emphasize that while it is API first, it's also built for the no-code movement. There's a WordPress plugin, for example.
Oh, nice. A lot of marketing sites run on WordPress.
Right. So you can automate the blog-to-podcast flow directly in your dashboard. And it integrates with Make.com and Zapier. You can build these automations when a new course is added, generate a video, without writing a single line of code.
So the learning card admin doesn't need to be a developer. They just need to be able to connect the dots.
Exactly. It empowers the director of intelligence to build systems, not just assets.
So let's bring this all home. We started with a learning card user staring at a PDF and a blank social calendar. Where are we now?
We are looking at a fundamental shift from manual creation to automated infrastructure. You have Learning Cart, which provides the robust store, the payments, the delivery, the security. That's your foundation.
An Auto Content API is the factory.
It's the inventory generator. It provides the infinite inventory of marketing assets to fill the shelves of the internet, Spotify, YouTube, Google, and drive people back to that store.
It feels like we're moving past the era where just making the content was the hard part.
That's the aha moment. Content production is becoming, for all intents and purposes, free and infinite.
Which leads to the big question. If making the video is free and the podcast is free, what's left for us, for the human?
And that is the final provocative thought for everyone listening. If content production is no longer a constraint, the only competitive advantage left is curation and strategy. You shouldn't be asking, how do I make this video? You should be asking, what video should I make? Are you ready to stop being a creator and start being a director of intelligence?
Stop creating, start directing. That is a lot to chew on. Thanks for diving in with us.
Thank you.